Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes.
Welcome to
the OC Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that worked out well.
I was trying to slow down for you and then I just stopped.
No, it was good. this is episode 20 of season one. We're talking about the telenovela.
The telenovela. Hit you with that Hulu synopsis. Marissa and Ryan try to start over as friends.
Yep.
Ryan discovers Teresa has lied. Seth tries to teach Summer a lesson.
Okay,
Sandy is in another mess created by Caleb.
Yeah.
Jimmy is suspicious of Julie and Luke.
Yeah, you know what? Those are all pretty true.
Accurate.
Yeah. They're getting better.
Yeah.
Hulu's getting better about these.
They're stepping up their game.
They're stepping up their game. We open on a beautiful harbor school day.
Indeed.
Ryan and Seth are just chatting, walking down the outdoor hallways. Marissa and Ryan are going to be friends. They're just going to be friends.
We're just going to go back to being friends.
When were they ever friends?
Valid question.
Is the question of this entire episode.
The answer is never.
The answer is never. They were never friends.
No.
Which is why it ends up being really hard for them to be friends now.
Yeah.
But, like, again, like, what would they talk about?
Nothing.
And I know we'll probably talk about this again later in the episode, but, like, they have nothing really in common. But what does anyone talk to Marissa about?
That's a great question.
I'm so mean to Marissa on this podcast. But, like, what if Marissa was my friend? Like,
what would you do or talk about?
Her.
Yeah.
Like, I think about her and Summer, and I'm like, anytime you see them together, they're literally just talking about Marissa, usually.
Yeah.
Or her drama,
let's go get mani-pedis.
Yeah.
Or, like, let's get exfoliated. That's a cute top.
Those both sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Teresa calls Ryan on Seth's cell phone because Ryan doesn't have a cell phone because it's 2004 and I guess cell phones were hard to come by at that point.
Yeah.
I had one. I had like the little Nokia one where you could like type in, like you could play Snake and stuff on it. But it was like a big deal when I got it.
Those face plates.
But I think my dad was like, you're 13, you know, like.
Yeah, you don't need one.
Yeah. Once I finally got one, when I was 13, I got one. I was like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I hardly used it, probably. But
I had a really tall jewelry box, and one of the drawers of my jewelry box was dedicated to, like, the faceplates of the Nokia
phones. Oh, yeah.
Where I could, like, change it based on my mood or my outfit.
I remember those, like, in the mall kiosks, and, like, you could.
Yes.
Yeah. I miss that Nokia. What I remember I used to do is I used to, like, you could go online and find, like, numbers that you could type in, and then it would give you, like, a ringtone. And so my ringtone was probably. Or it'd be.
Yes.
We're talking about cell phones a lot.
Anyway.
So she calls Ryan on Seth's phone because Ryan doesn't have a phone yet.
Mm-hmm.
She is coming to Newport Beach. Surprise. Surprise.
Drama.
She got a job there and she's going to come and do that job. She's sitting on a bed in a house, and she is talking to Ryan, and then she hangs up the phone because her boyfriend, Eddie.
Eric Balfour. Love him. I was so obsessed with him as a child.
What else
is he on? He's in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. He's Jessica Biel's, like, boyfriend, but then when he gets hung up, spoilers for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my God. It's been, like, 20 years.
Hung upside down and, like, tortured, an engagement ring falls out of his pocket, she'll never know because they were, like, kind of fighting. It's tragic.
That's a tragedy.
But he was in that, and then he was in America's Sweethearts.
Oh, was he?
He's one of the security guards in the early 2000s. Yeah, yeah. And he was in, like, one of the early episodes of Buffy. Like,
I remember he was on 24. My dad loved 24. Like, we were both, like, the OC and 24 were around the same time, I feel like, so.
Yeah, totally.
I remember him being on that.
Her man.
Her man comes out of the shower.
Like, lives with.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions about Teresa
Teresa and age and, like, how things work and, like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
So she's clearly living with him. She has a suitcase that she, like, nudges under the bed when he comes out. He's like, who is that on the phone? And she's like, nobody. It's a one number.
Anything that's me.
Who knew that Ryan Outwood was so friendly?
Yeah. Who knew?
I didn't.
Nope. Sure didn't. He punches people and makes out with them.
Pretty much. But he, you know what? He is friends with Seth and he is friends with Luke. And they are those are two very opposite people. So I feel like it's not that he's bland. I think he's just, he likes who he likes, you know? They run into Marissa and Summer in the hallway.
Yeah.
This is post Marissa and Summer being, like, talking about Marissa and Ryan being friends, and then also Summer being like, oh, like, I don't know, like, Cohen, in public, he's, like, super geeky, but under the sheets.
Under the sheets.
It's, like, the anti-Cohen.
Oh, my God.
I also just really love Marissa's, like, weird outfit.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
I'm into it weirdly.
But it's very, like, I wore that. Because it's, like, a white Henley and then, like, a black tube top dress over the white Henley over some jeans.
It's bizarre.
With, like, a weird scarf in the middle. And I used to do that. Wearing a dress over jeans thing, that was, like, that was big for a couple years.
It was a thing.
And it, I'm glad it died because it was, it is so ugly. And Summer's wearing something else similar. Late, like, in the next episode where she's wearing, like, a camo skirt over some jeans. It's just like, why?
Why?
Why are we doing
this?
Why
do this to ourselves?
They're attempting to be friends. It's not working. It's awkward for all parties involved, including myself watching this episode.
Yeah. There's so many awkward things. Anna and Seth and Summer.
Uh-huh. So Summer gets asked by Brad on the water polo team.
Yeah.
She gets pulled aside, and so Seth kind of, like, follows her. And he's like, yeah, like, we're doing a kissing booth for charity. And, you know, we were wondering, like, we were thinking about girls who would
Who would be so comfortable just, like, kissing a bunch of dudes, and we thought of you, naturally.
It's so fucking rude. And she's like, oh, my God, you thought of me?
Thank you so much. That's so flattering that you think I'm such a fucking kissing slut.
Seth is not happy about it. Summer's like, whatever, like, I'll see you tonight. And Anna, like, is right there listening, and Anna's like, oh, of course you guys are together. Like,
yeah. I mean,
she's pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
She's
I did see it coming. Yeah. It is why I broke up with you.
Yeah. Like, she's pretty cool about it. She's wearing I've
pink
given
top,
up.
Weird skirt, blue tights.
I've given up on Anna's fashion. I can't even describe it. It's like someone threw
Xenon Girl of the 21st century
into a Charlotte Russe and, like, remember those stores? Mm-hmm. I don't think those exist anymore.
They might.
I feel like Wet Seal and Charlotte Russe both died. I feel like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, she looks insane. She's not mad at Seth, which I kind of liked. I thought that was nice. But she does miss Pittsburgh. She was just in Pittsburgh visiting her friends, and she's talking about, like, how much she missed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is you and Summer being a couple.
And it's just, like, Summer ignoring him completely.
Yeah.
So Kirsten tells Sandy that her Uncle Sean got drunk and stumbled into a hotel room. Caleb asks Kirsten to ask Sandy to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsten's like, well, you got to tell him.
Yeah.
Because
it would
mean
a lot to Sandy.
Which is probably true.
Yeah.
Also,
like, she does enough middleman bullshit for her dad. Like, Kirsten. Her dad could be a person and just say, like,
he literally was like, go break up with my girlfriend for me. Caleb sucks.
Go break up with
he
your girlfriend
so
for
bad.
Me. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Kirsten's always the middleman all of the time.
Yep.
So I'm glad that she was like, fuck no. Like, you go ask him yourself.
You want some help? Go do it.
Summer is flirting with the water polo guys while Seth is just watching her.
Yeah.
Which is like... Yeah. Basically, this kind of happens a little bit in this episode. It's just like she's refusing to acknowledge him publicly.
Yep. My next thing is, oh my fucking God, Julie and Luke. What? Hallway?
It's when, so Julie shows up at Harbor School.
Yeah.
And she's like, she runs into him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God. And my note literally is just, I hate this.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, she's like, Luke, I'm Marissa's mother. You're a student at this school.
We
and
can't
he's like,
do this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what? She's like, no, I meant here. I'll see you tonight. But I also weirdly love it. I don't know. I have so many conflicting thoughts.
About Julie and Luke?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I just love that, like, I don't know. I think it is fucked up. But, like,
no,
I like
is.
I like that Luke has, like, someone to be excited about. Like, because I just want Luke to be happy.
Yeah, Chris Carmack does an amazing job here. Like, Chris Carmack is one of the best actors on the show. And it's, spoilers, it's sad that he doesn't stick around. Yeah.
I don't remember when he goes.
I think it's at the end of this season.
And then early.
He goes.
I think it might be in the premiere.
It's because of this, when Marissa finds out.
Yeah.
And his dad moves to
Portland,
so he's going to go live with his dad in Portland.
Because I think he might be in, like, the first episode of season two-ish, because Seth's
up
there.
Yeah, he is.
But, like, then I think he's gone, which is sad.
It is.
But then we get...
But I think they kind of just didn't know what to do with him after a while.
It makes sense.
Jimmy is also there for the parent-teacher conference with Julie.
Yeah.
During the day? Do those usually happen during the day? I feel like they're always, like, at night. I mean,
it's a plot device to get her in the hallway.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not a parent, but I also feel like it wouldn't be happening, like, unless something was really wrong.
And especially because the conference is just to say she's doing well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fucking parent-teacher conferences happen after school, usually.
Or on non-school days.
And I feel like I remember they go and, like, they're like...
Yeah.
Rows almost. Like they have like appointments for each person in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's literally just a plot device to get them both there.
Yep.
Jimmy kind of notices Luke acting very strangely. He's being very aloof.
Bye, Mrs. Cooper. Bye, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. It's just like super weird.
Yeah.
Marissa and Ryan run into each other at the coffee shop, and Ryan is like, let's try to be friends. Like, maybe we can hang out. And she's like, yeah, what are you doing tonight? And Teresa's coming into town, so obviously you can't hang out.
Right.
And he's like, oh, tonight's not good. And she's like, well, if this isn't going to work, then goodbye.
Jesus Christ,
she, like, she gets, she's such a fucking brat. Like, she literally is just like, oh, well.
Fine.
You don't offer anything else. You're just like, tonight's not going to work? Well, then fuck you.
And then, like, they go with, like, right after school, they decide it's going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going to hang out after school. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
Caleb goes to the lighthouse where Sandy is just eating meatloaf.
Yep.
Who's cooking that meatloaf? Because they're still working on that restaurant, clearly, with, like, all the, like, construction stuff
maybe
up.
Like,
so, like,
odd chef auditions?
Chef auditions, maybe. He's just chilling there by himself, just eating meatloaf, you know, drinking some water with cucumber in it. And Caleb asks him to help out with the Uncle Sean situation.
Yeah. And says that it would mean a lot to him or something.
Yeah, and he's like, Kirsten, tell you say that?
Yeah, and he's like, what was that? And he goes, I heard you. I just wanted to make you say it.
Right. I liked a fun, there's a fun joke in this that's like, Caleb walks in and he's like, this restaurant should be finished by 2008. And I was oh boy.
Jesus.
Oh boy. That's right. So Sandy is going to consider taking on this case.
Yeah,
but only for Kirsten.
Yeah.
Julie and Jimmy back at school, they're getting along.
She's always so nice when she's being hella shady.
Yeah. I love it. I love Julie. Yeah. I mean, like, she's a fucking mess, but I love her.
You're doing a great job with Marissa. Cool.
You're doing such a good job with Marissa.
And then Jimmy's line about her, like, he's like, wow, like, what's wrong with you? Like, things must be going well with Cal. And she's
right.
Like, oh, no, we broke up, actually, and I'm so much happier.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, well, you spent a lifetime trying to be rich and married, and what agrees with you most is being poor and alone. Jesus.
Summer and Seth are at her home.
Yeah.
Hooking up. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of, like, a way to not say having sex, because they're both minors.
They're just, like, kissing.
They're just, like, kissing, and he's like, why'd you ignore me at school? And she, like, goes on this whole tirade about how, like, she doesn't want to end up, like, Bennifer. Like,
yeah, or Brangelina
they
or
don't,
whoever.
They don't necessarily say Bennifer, but it's, like, clearly supposed to be about, like, Jen Lopez and Ben Affleck, because that was, like, right around the time when they broke up.
Yeah.
And
her reasons are, like, such hilarious
They're
bullshit.
So fucking funny. I love Rachel Bilson. I think she's so funny.
She crushes all of this.
But she's like, yeah, like, you know, I'm gonna have too many Juicy Couture tracksuits, and you're gonna grow a horrible goatee, and, like, all this stuff. And
the public's with us, and then they're gonna turn on us.
Yeah,
and
it's
blah, blah, blah.
So silly.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically,
she just wants to keep it private.
She's like, keep it private. We're gonna keep it private. Like, we're not gonna tell anybody.
Yeah. Unrelated. I have the same color sheets as her on my bed.
I do too.
Yay.
Oh, I switched them out. I have two of, like, that and then, like, pink. But
totally.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, oh, I have those sheets.
It's a good color, guys.
It's a good color.
A
Everybody
deep purple.
Get nice, some deep purple sheets. I just switched them up because I was like, it's summer and I want something a little lighter.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 degrees in Chicago, you guys. It's fucking 1,000. Marissa and Ryan are playing video games. I don't think Misha Barton's ever played a video game in her life.
No. And then they're like, it's so awkward. And they're like, why is this so weird? Like, they're like, we used to hang out all the time.
Yeah.
And make out. She's like, we could always fight about Luke or Oliver.
Yeah. It's like,
Christ.
It's so fucking weird.
Disgusting.
She's like, well, I should probably go. My dad's probably, like, waiting on me.
And then Rosa.
Rosa.
Bring it in Teresa.
Rosa makes
a nonverbal appearance.
A nonverbal appearance, but you know what? Make that money. Get that check, Rosa.
Get it, girl.
Ryan had told Marissa he had a lot of homework, and Teresa was early. So she's like, oh, well, he's got a lot of homework.
And then it's Teresa sits down. She's like, oh, this game. Who gets down and just starts, like, grabbing a controller and playing? You wait for the other person
to invite you to play. Maybe and he didn't want
to
play.
Be ready.
She's like, oh, the ninja game?
I love this game.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Marissa.
Jesus.
I mean, Teresa. Who cares? Teresa is apparently taking a semester off.
Did she say that? I couldn't remember Ryan, what her deal was.
So I think it's later.
They ask
Kirsten and Sandy are asking about Teresa and, like, what's going on. And
it's stated that she is 17.
They state it, I think, in the next episode that she is 17. So she's, quote, taking a semester off because her mom got laid off from her job. So Teresa's making money.
Yeah.
To help her mom, which is, like, great and, like, sweet and awesome, but also, like, you're 17, finish school.
But, I mean, if the options are be homeless or take a semester off and, like, make money for your family.
Is that even legal?
You can drop out at a certain age.
I guess that's true, yeah.
It's whatever. I just wasn't sure if she had dropped out or if she was just randomly missing, like, weeks of school at a time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I have so many questions about the Teresa situation.
Yeah.
Luke and Julie are... they have gotten it on at the Mermaid Inn, and he's like, oh, I gotta go. I wish I could stay here all day. We got cable. We got each other.
So perfect.
And which is ridiculous. Actually, that motel is, like, supposed to be dingy, but it looks kind of cute and, like, kitschy. Like, I would stay there.
Same.
Not a, like, a long period of time, but, like, it's a cute little place.
Is that when he talks about having to go to homeroom?
He has to go to homeroom. And she's like, right, because you're in high school.
And then she whispers under her breath, you're only 18.
Mm-hmm.
Is he, though? Because isn't he the same age as everyone
else? I thought he was the same age as everybody else, but I think they slipped that in there to make it less weird that she's fucking a teenager.
A 16 or 17.
Which I guess appreciate. I mean, I guess you could argue...
He was a junior, so at the oldest, he could be 17. Realistically.
Yeah, unless he got held back or unless he started school late or something. Like, I had a friend that... in college, she was 17 when we were freshmen in college. So it's like, I think it's possible
some
to,
kids that, are,
that are like.
But that's the opposite. We're like,
yeah. Like some, she was too young, but she somehow was able to start earlier. But I know that there's like kids who can start later just based on like your birth date.
Yeah.
And like,
I guess it's just weird.
I was always one of the oldest kids in my class because I'm October birthday. Yeah. So it was like.
Right. I guess it's just weird because, like, I feel like it's a nice area. They take school very seriously. And and Luke is not dumb.
He's not dumb.
Like, it's been proven that he is smart. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think literally they just were like, you're 18.
Yeah.
Like,
you're 18.
I also think the continuity on this show is just insane. Like, they could have just easily made him, like, a year older than Marissa.
Yeah.
And been like... you know, and called it a day, but they just weren't thinking things through. Oh,
weird. And Julie gets a phone call, and I was like, oh, look, Caitlin's still alive. It's just like a random mention of
Caitlin. She needs her diorama from the house. Why doesn't Caitlin have keys to her own home? I know she's like 12, but I had keys to my own house. I was walking home from school.
Doesn't make sense.
My dad wasn't home from work yet. I needed to have keys. I don't understand.
Nope.
Nope.
And Teresa staying next to Julie and Luke.
Oh,
crazy.
Weird.
This,
crazy.
Like, switching doors, there's, like, in and out.
There's only two hotel rooms in Newport. Ryan and Marissa have a nice, like, chat at lunch about
it's, like, awkward.
Teresa. Yeah, it's, like, kind of awkward, but it's, like, I appreciate. Yeah, like, Marissa is, like, trying to make an effort, which is pretty sweet. Yeah, they both are, like, she's, like, oh, like, is she staying? Like, what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice.
She's trying.
Anna.
Can I just say, too,
sure.
The nunchuck saber line, she has never been so normal when she's like, I don't know, when she's like, what I lack in nunchucks, I make up in saber. And she makes like a cool like, facial expression. I was like, this is the best acting Misha Barton has ever done. And it's like a throwaway line about nunchucks and sabers.
Yeah, I know exactly what part you're talking about.
I was
you're like,
I would
she's normal.
With this Marissa.
Yeah.
This
maybe,
Marissa.
Maybe that's the Marissa that we don't get to see on screen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's actually... pretty cool.
Well, and she's been groomed by her mother to be, like, you know what I mean, just, like, beautiful and, like, whatever. So I think she probably just doesn't have much of a personality.
I believe that.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Anna,
Anna and her awful outfit basically gives Seth advice.
Yeah.
That he needs to take a stand against Summer because, you know, she, like, wants to be private and he wants to be public. And she's like, well, you need to take a stand against this and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's going to do.
Yeah.
Sandy meets up with Uncle Sean. Sean doesn't admit to breaking into that hotel room, but he doesn't not admit. He basically tells Sandy that he's blackmailing Sandy, essentially, and being like, if you
don't
take
help me.
If you don't help me, I will take the entire Newport group down, and that includes
your wife,
Kirsten.
Yep.
Cool guy.
Terrifying.
Teresa says that she and Eddie are on a break to Ryan. They're walking on the beach. They're eating Balboa bars, and those looked real good. I'm going to Southern California in a few months, and I want to walk on the beach. I want to eat a Balboa bar.
I loved all, like, the weird names. She's like, Balboa bar, it's just ice cream. And he's like, yeah, they don't have car washes. They have auto spas.
I love that he was like, they have doggy daycare here. And I'm like, listen, that's important. That's important, okay? But I guess for, like, a place like Newport that people have yards, and maybe it is a little bit odd, but puppies need to play with other puppies, okay?
Totally.
Ryan, God. but yeah, it's like a cute scene. They're just like, they're very natural together. I will say, like, these two actors have a lot more chemistry than he and Misha do. And just character wise, like, they fit together a lot more. They're from the same area. And like, obviously, like, they're friends. They've been friends for years. Like,
there's a comfortability there. Playfulness that, like, he takes shit so seriously with Marissa.
Yeah.
God.
Marissa's not fun.
No.
Teresa,
even
I would
say. She's trying to be fun. It's like weirdly forced.
Yeah.
She's like,
Teresa, I think he can have fun with. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call Teresa fun. I think Teresa loves drama just about as much as Marissa does, but just in a different way. Because she starts some shit in the next episode that I'll
get to.
Yeah. But she basically says that, like, she and Eddie are, like, taking a break while she works up here and, like, while they're figuring shit out. It's like, you're 17.
I know. Seth's orange velvet shirt is insane.
It's so 2004. My God.
I wanted to just rip it off his body.
Everyone is wearing so much velour in this episode. Seth comes over to Summers and she's like, are you ready for your workout?
Jesus. So awkward.
It's so awkward. But I don't, I mean, it's
cute, it's
ridiculous.
Though.
Seth basically is going to Liz Estrada Summer and is just going to be like, no, like, I'm not having sex with you. So.
I can't acknowledge you privately if you're not going to acknowledge me publicly.
Which, you know what? Fair.
Good job.
Fair and solidarity.
Yeah.
That's what he says as he leaves and he, like, throws
arms
up a fist.
Yeah. Minutes later. At the Cohen house?
At the Cohen house. It's weird because, like, she said they were on a break, but Eddie shows up
and drops the bomb.
Looking for her. They are actually engaged.
Engaged, you guys.
To be married.
To be married. She's betrothed.
Eddie seems, at this point, in this episode, like a good guy.
Yeah.
He seems like a fine, just like a normal dude.
Yeah, sweet guy that's just like, what's going on?
He's just like, where's my fiance? Like, she left without a note.
Question that I have.
Sure.
How old do you think Eddie is?
21.
You think so?
22, something like that. I think he's pretty young. I don't think he's Teresa's age.
No.
But I think he's probably in his, like, early 20s.
Because I was just thinking about, like, he's a foreman at his job, and he has, like, has his own place and all this stuff. And
yeah,
just, like,
so
what's...
he's probably graduated and then just immediately started working.
Yeah. I was curious what you thought. Because also, like, the age difference with him and Teresa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's weird. But I also was like, they all look so old.
Yeah. He doesn't look that much
older. Except for Marissa, like, except for Misha.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's 27. But she's also, like, what, 27? The actress, isn't she, like, 27? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can tell. So it's, like, it doesn't really bother me that much. But, like, especially when I was 13, I was just like, oh, they're all older than me.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're engaged. He's looking for Teresa. He asks Ryan, like, have you seen her? And Ryan lies and says no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit, like, of an awkward conversation because Ryan's just like, yeah, man, no. And Eddie's like, man, you're living the life. He's like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, it's
sorry
so
that
weird.
I have a really nice home.
It's fucking weird.
I don't know what to
tell you. So, yeah, Teresa lied.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then he has to talk to her about that.
He does. But next door, Caleb booty calls Julie.
Oh, God. Yeah, he misses her. He shows up with some flowers. What's a booty call?
Oh, I love the way he says that. Basically, she shuts him down because it's pretty evident that he just came over just to fuck.
Yeah.
And when she slams the door in his face, he, like, there's, like, a 10-second pause. He's like, I guess it was a booty
call. It was a booty call. Yeah, God.
I love it so much. It's so funny.
Speaking of people who are horny as fuck, Summer comes over and she's like, come on. Like,
I know, yeah. He's like, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah, well, it feels like four.
Girl,
Jesus.
I mean,
I mean, good for you good for going you. For what you want.
I get like, it. I yikes. Understand.
Yeah.
And but Seth holds
his
out.
Ground.
She's like, well, you wouldn't have to do any work or whatever. And he's like, no.
Bye, Summer.
Yeah. He
shuts the door.
Shuts the
face.
Door, which is great. And
yeah.
She just doesn't want to. She's still not.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Ryan goes over to the motel and basically just confronts Teresa about Eddie because. He's like, why didn't
you
fucking tell me?
You put me in a weird position.
He did. Yeah. She did. And also, she's 17. And I'm glad that they bring that up. He's like, you're 17. Like, what are you doing? And she's like, what you said. Like,
he's got a stable job. Like, what's going to be different? I don't know. Maybe that's later, the stable job thing. But she's like, what's going to be different in 5 years?
You're going to be 22 years old and probably a lot's going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, what are you
You'll
doing?
You'll grow and learn things.
What are you doing?
But then he does end up taking her to
He ends up just taking her to the Cohens for dinner.
Because he was like, what are you doing for dinner? And she said, nothing. And he's like, what do you mean you're not hungry? You're always hungry. She goes, yeah, I'm starving. Why do you think I'm being such a bitch? Mm-hmm. But she probably wasn't going to do anything for dinner because she has no money.
Right.
She doesn't want to eat ding-dongs or cheese sticks.
Ding-dongs sound pretty good to me right now.
Yeah.
Seth tells Sandy and Kirsten that we are in a telenovela.
We have our very own telenovela. I hope Isabel gets Victor.
No one on this show knows what a telenovela is except for Seth, which is weird.
He must just, like, watch a lot, because this is also, I mean, I guess there is TiVo, but, like, he
probably when he's, like, homesick from school,
channel.
Like, it's just, like, funny. I'm like, y'all live in Southern California. Y'all know what a fucking telenovela
I know.
Is. Okay, come on.
Tijuana, Mom. You're so white.
Yeah, Tijuana. basically, he's just, it's pretty cute, because he's, like, explaining, like, the Marissa, Teresa, Ryan situation, but, like, with telenovela, like, parallels.
Yeah. Our sultry blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Marissa's watching The Valley in
the
dark.
Yes, I love it.
I couldn't hear what the quote was for The Valley this time. I remember the last time.
I think it was just previously on The Valley.
Right.
I think that's all it was.
I love that they're just kind of like dropping that in there.
Yes.
So that we can get to The Valley episode eventually.
Yes.
Marissa's watching The Valley. Jimmy comes in and is like, what are you doing home? Like, I thought you'd be a Ryan's or whatever.
He's being a good dad.
He's being a pretty good dad here. She's like, it's just high school. And he's like, no, I'm supposed to say that. Like, I'm the adult.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell me how this is like.
This is like the word I don't understand.
This is the end of the world.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. Yeah. He basically tells her to go and tell Ryan how she feels.
Yeah, he's like, no offense, sweetie, but you and Ryan never friends.
Never friends. Jimmy's a smart man and a thief, but also, she decides to do that.
Oh my fucking god, Marissa, why? Why?
She shows up.
Why?
She changed clothes too.
She did.
Changed
she
clothes to
cute.
Do this. Yeah, it's like a cute little blazer and like a weird top, but. They're having dinner. They're just having a good time. Marissa changes. She comes over.
Yeah.
Seth is loving this, which, like, I would too, you know?
Well, because now it's not him doing the dance.
Right. It's like, it's Ryan. And, like, I feel like Seth loves watching other people's drama.
Yeah.
Just like I do. So I appreciated that. I also would, I would love this. I would love to watch this. She just comes over and is just like, so what's everybody talking about? Like, it's
And like, they were in the middle of talking about, like, their childhood.
Yeah,
and,
like
all this cute shit.
Some sort of, like, story about Ryan and
musicals,
like,
probably.
Musicals, yeah.
Yeah.
I also, again, wrote on my, why doesn't anyone know what a telenovela is?
Yes.
Because Seth, like, the next day, like, comes in and is like, this is a telenovela. Like, this is what's happening.
Yeah, the triangle is not a friendly shape.
Telemundo, Univision. Like, and I'm like, again, Southern California.
How do you not know?
How do you not know? So many Spanish language channels.
Nope.
Okay. I live in Las Vegas. There's a lot of Spanish language channels.
Yep.
I love a telenovela.
Yeah.
They are absolutely insane. Seth basically is like, this is not a good
situation.
Not gonna be
good. Like, and with Eddie, it's now a romantic rhombus.
A rhombus.
And you need to get your shit together.
Caleb
go ahead.
Tells Sandy that he knows that Sean. About Sean,
yeah,
like, and that Sean is, that it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
It clearly, like, he stumbled into, like, the...
Like a lumber supplier
a lumber
for, like,
supplier,
a rival company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty evident
yeah.
that this wasn't a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
He never told Kirsten about any of this because Caleb was trying to protect Kirsten and keep her in the dark, which, like, fine, but also, like... Now they're all in this together.
Yeah.
Because that dude's
we're
pressing
all
charges.
In this together. Na, na, na. Don't know the
words. We're all stars and we see it. I love High School Musical time. So Sandy's like, you need to.
Yeah, you need to tell her.
You need to tell Kirsten.
And I will help you if you tell her, but I'm not going to help you if you
right,
don't.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
100% fair.
Because she's implied or implicated without her knowledge, so you need to
totally
get her in.
Totally.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Summer and Anna are hanging this. Out in the coffee arcade.
Yeah.
Why do they have fucking Pac-Man at school?
I love it, though. Miss Pac-Man.
Anna's playing Pac-Man, and Summer, like, comes up to her. And it's actually, like, a really nice scene between
I
the two of
lot.
Them.
Yeah.
I think Summer, I'm. It's,
Summer's so, like, open and vulnerable.
Yeah,
about, like,
it's kind of sweet. Like, I'm kind of sad that Anna leaves. Spoilers, mm-hmm. but I mean, not really.
Yeah. Next episode.
In the next episode. I mean, it's foreshadowing in this one. Because, like, I feel like their friendship is very sweet. And I think Summer needs somebody like that in her life. Because,
and Anna at least lets her talk about herself.
Yeah, Marissa doesn't.
Marissa's just a fucking black hole of
like,
drama.
I'm thinking about that scene where they were, like, on the beach and, like... Yeah. It just ended up being all about Marissa, like, mm-hmm. even when Summer was, like, clearly going through something, like, she was like, I wish we'd waited. It's like, okay, come on.
Yeah. But no, yeah, Summer's just like, I mean, I just can't be one of those couples, like.
Yeah, it's not even about, like, PDA for her. It's that she's, like, insecure about this because she feels like she doesn't get why he likes her. And, like, she's just going to, like, he's going to get bored like all the other boys do. And it's very relatable and
like,
it's very
if
sweet.
If everyone knows that we're dating, then everyone's going to know when we break up because he will break up with me because, like, I don't.
Yeah, it's very sweet. And it's kind of nice to see somebody who, like, has so much confidence most of the time have, like, a little bit of vulnerability.
I love it a lot.
I liked that scene a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, Julia Booty calls Luke. Yeah.
And Luke, this is a booty call.
This is a booty call. It's, I hate it so much.
It's insane.
She tells him to meet at the hotel, and he's, like, at his locker, like, fumbling with all of his books. It's funny. Yeah. It would be funnier if I didn't hate the situation. Anna tells Seth what Summer said.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth's like, why would she think that? Of course I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Like, blah, blah. Which is, like, you know.
And I like her line that she tells him, like, once you get what you want, that's when you've got something to lose.
Ugh.
I feel like that's so good.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt.
But he's like,
it's
I don't understand. Like, she's scared to be with me. Like, she's embarrassed. And he's like, no. Like, it's terrifying to her to get you.
Yeah. She doesn't want to lose you.
Yeah.
I get it. Hmm. It's very relatable.
Yeah.
And it's also very sweet. It's very nice and human. And Anna is basically just like, go and show her that you're not going anywhere. You need to, like, make a big show of things. Ryan drives all the way to Chino. Did Ryan skip school this time?
I have no idea.
Ryan goes to Chino, tells Eddie that he lied. Did we look up how far away Chino and Newport are?
It's like
a couple
like
hours,
minutes.
Right?
No, it's not bad. You can look it up right now. Perfect.
I need to know. I feel like it's not that bad. But I also feel like Chino. I'll edit this out.
No, don't edit it out.
I will.
No. Newport Beach to Chino is 42 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yes.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. It's at my location. 29 hours or 28 days to walk. Two days by train.
I was like, it's one day to walk. Crazy, but that's from there to there, not from here to there. Yep.
So
terrible.
That's not too bad.
No.
Not too bad. Definitely doable.
Yeah, he goes there just to be like, hey, I lied to you.
Fair.
Yeah.
But also, like, could be a phone call.
It could
just be a phone call.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a cell phone. And also, this is the OC. It's got to be dramatic.
Yeah. Speaking of dramatic, I'm shocked that, Teresa let Marissa into her hotel room.
Teresa's nice.
She's nice. And I think it's a combination of, like, Teresa is nice. And also, like, if we get her in, we get the shot of Julie going in and Marissa coming out.
It's
whatever.
A great, like, directorial, like, Marissa's going into Teresa's room as, like, Julie's coming out of her and Luke's sex
or
den.
Or vice versa,
Marissa, I feel like she lets her in because she needs somebody to talk to about Ryan as well.
Yeah,
I think
and, like,
they
talk
can,
through the Eddie shit, too.
They can bond over that together.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't like each other. I think it's just, like, one of those things that
was weird.
Yeah. Teresa gives a nice little monologue about the stained glass in the church that she grew up in, about Teresa of
Avila.
Avila.
Yeah.
About there's like a it's like a
piercing
woman
heart.
Piercing heart thing and
she's smiling.
Yeah.
Style.
It's like pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Ryan and Eddie's like, you better be ready to fight for her, man. Because Ryan's like, I don't know if I love her. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Drama. But again, it's kind of nice. Like, Eddie's like, being okay about it. You know, it's not like he's like punching him.
He didn't instantly punch him. Yeah, he was just like, dude.
Yet.
Yeah, seriously.
Seth.
Yeah. Goes to the kissing booth.
He goes to the kissing booth. Can we talk about how fucking weird kissing booths are?
Yep.
Like, do you think schools still, or like people still do them?
I don't think that they would do it anymore.
I know there's that movie, The Kissing Booth, which I did not watch because I did not hear good things, but then I also heard really good things.
I watched it. One of the guys from Euphoria is in it, BT Dubs.
Oh.
But anyway.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
It was a low commitment.
Sure. Like, yeah. I love a low commitment rom-com. Yeah, yeah. I loved Set It Up and I, you know,
yeah,
To All the
totally.
Boys is,
yeah, it was
is
fine.
Incredible. But
it was better than I expected it to be. I will say that.
Isn't it like, we could do it.
It's fine. This is a conversation
for
not the
podcast. I heard the plot and I was like, I don't like this. But
yeah.
I also think kissing booths are just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just a weird concept.
It is weird. I liked it. The only time I kind of like it is in She's the Man.
I never seen She's the Man. That's the reaction
Haley.
I get every single time, and I'm honestly, I've like lived my life, and I'm
God.
Fine not seeing She's the Man. Like,
but
I'm
it's
okay with it.
Twelfth Night, but in a teen movie.
I know,
and it's so good. Anyway, it's nice.
Okay.
I digress. He goes there, and he's trying to talk to her, and she's like, you know, bye.
Yeah, she's like giving kisses, and she's like, you're making a scene, and he's like,
yeah.
Then fine, I will. And he like tries to like jump on the coffee cart.
Yeah.
And he can't get up. And he finally gets up there and he basically just does his, like, acknowledge me now or lose me forever
mm-hmm.
little speech. And it's really
like,
sweet.
And you better do this. If not, someone's going to have to help me get
down
because this is really high.
And all the men, like, leave. Like, all the boys that were waiting to kiss Summer, like, leave. And they're
all
like,
the girls are, like, swooning.
They're all, like, swooning. They're like, this is so sweet.
And Summer taking his hand and getting up there,
I
like,
know.
My heart was bursting.
It's so sweet. And it's a great song playing in the background
mm-hmm.
that's Something Pretty by Patrick Park, I believe, and I love that song. It's
one
of my favorites from The OC.
Yeah.
It's a nice little moment. It's very sweet. It's like, you know, clearly he's ready to, like, be all in on this and to show her that. I mean, he's been ready to be all in on this for
a while.
10 years, probably.
Yeah.
Teresa's packing at her hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ryan's, like...
Shows up.
He shows up, and he's like, you packing?
Yeah. You going?
And... she's like, I don't want to go. And he's like,
why don't I want you to go?
Yeah. Idiots.
God.
And he's like, I can think of a reason. And like they make out.
Yeah.
And
then Eddie's still on the phone because she had called him.
She had called him. And you can hear him like on the phone being like, Teresa?
Hello?
Teresa?
Like, babe.
And that's like the end of the episode.
And then it goes to credits.
Yeah. It's so like.
Yeah.
Teresa's an interesting plot device for me because it's kind of like. It's like they shoehorn in a way to get her to Newport that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And, like, I don't know.
And also, if it's only 45 minutes away, why does she have to stay in Newport for this job?
Yeah, she could just drive back and forth.
Doesn't like, make sense. But, I mean, she's clearly just staying because she doesn't
want
to stay with
Eddie. Yeah. Of course.
I don't know. She represents, like, old Ryan or, like, you know what I mean? Like, she represents a lot of that, like, duality with him.
I think we're thinking too realistically because, like, my old commute to my last job from door to door was, like, an hour.
Yeah.
So, like.
Get it together, guys.
Come on.
Yeah.
any final thoughts on this episode here?
No. Summerith and Sethamer.
Oh, yeah. That was cute. Seth is trying to come up with them.
Yeah.
Couple name would be. The music in this episode's pretty good.
Yeah.
Outfits are all trash. The early 2000s was no one's friend,
nope,
I feel like, fashion-wise. I liked this. I love the coffee cart scene. I think it's super
cute.
And
I'm a big fan of the coffee cart, and also, I'm partial to the palm myself and a lover of blended scotch.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.